This is Ted Kennedy. The Supreme Court has cut back on a woman's right to choose on abortion. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Supreme Court's decision on abortion last week seriously undermines the right of a woman to choose to terminate her pregnancy. The court has abandoned large parts of the protection Roe v. Wade once provided. The decision's a signal to the states that a range of previously unconstitutional restrictions on abortion will now be permitted by the court. That's a blanket invitation to the states to impose additional burdens on abortion, Al. The inevitable result is massive uncertainty and endless litigation to clarify it. The only responsible course is for Congress to act promptly to pass the Freedom of Choice Act and restore to all the women of America what the Supreme Court has taken away. You're supposed to be a rare breed, Al, a pro-choice Republican. The chips are down. Will you stick by your principles or bend with your party?
Ted, when did 50% of us become a rare breed? What's rare are any statesmen in the Democrat Party. Ted, you Democrats sat on the Freedom of Choice Act for 2 years. Now you want to trot it out just to bash Bush over the head. This little political stunt proves only one thing. All that's left in your party are small-witted politicals who really could care less about doing the right thing. I do support a woman's right to choose an abortion, but I won't listen to the steady rain of abuse George Bush takes on that from political opportunists like you, Ted. The president's personal conviction weighs much more heavily here than your devious political posturing. Ted, your petty, partisan game is being played at the expense of all the women who have to face this wrenching decision. Shame, shame, shame. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats preparing for their big party convention by cleaning up the eyesore zones and sweeping out the homeless against their will. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.